other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We've got Ron Paul's office coming on, the congressman's office coming on. They contacted us this morning to let us know that the expansion, the beefing up of the national ID card bill into a Pan-American Union gun registration, illegal alien amnesty piece of legislation, that's what's in it. They passed the national ID card in December of last year. Now, about a month ago, they beefed it up in the House, expanded it radically, and it's been sneaking around in the Senate, and it's now been tagged on to the budget supplemental bill, or one of the largest pieces of pork legislation that goes through each session of Congress. And so we will be discussing this piece of legislation that is scheduled to pass tonight or tomorrow, and we're desperately trying to defeat it. Of course, we'll talk about it a little bit more before the guest gets on in the third hour, but we will detail it with Jeff Dice, press secretary for Congressman Ron Paul, in the third hour. We want to thank them for contacting us, calling us. They work so hard to try to defeat this legislation. They care so much. It's 180 degrees difference than most of the other members of Congress and people in government, period. They think they're public servants, which they are, not rulers or authorities or officials, but public servants. In the middle of the second hour, we've got a guest coming on who didn't have a sign-up in his business against Bush, but got a call from the government saying, hey, you're not allowed to have signs. We're just calling everybody. And he said, wait a minute, I'm a veteran. This is America. If I want to stick a sign-up in my business, I will. And they said, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You thought this was America. You thought you were free. You do what we say when we say, boy. When we say jump, you say yes, sir, and you ask how high, or we'll slap you upside the head and put you in a prison. How does that sound to you? This is freedom. I'm not joking around. This is out of the Memphis Flyer, mainstream news. Federal agent ban anti-Bush signs in downtown storefronts. They said, you're not allowed to have a sign in your storefront. So we'll be covering that. Big Brother Airport tech x-ray screeners and sweat sensors. We talked about this last week, but new details in the U.S. and England. If you're sweating, folks, you may be with Al-Qaeda, just like last year, having a road almanac, a road atlas, or world atlas is even worse. Risk watch. These are terrorist signs. We're all basically terrorists. Aren't we lucky? We've got a nice government wearing black ski masks to keep us safe, but we don't need more Border Patrol, though, but we just, as citizens, need to give all our freedoms up. Halliburton unit faces Pentagon inquiry. So that's like a capo is going to investigate his own Don. And, of course, find Don Cheney completely innocent, as usual. So everything, but don't worry, there'll be an investigation. We'll put someone who's done absolutely nothing, like Martha Stewart, in prison, and the general public will feel like we've done something. Another story here, Pakistan lost Bin Laden trail. Last year, Mr. Musharraf, the dictator our government put in, back in 2000, the guy who has nuclear weapons, the guy who said he'll shoot U.S. troops, we go, yes, sir. He can't catch Bin Laden. Well, get your story straight. Buzzy Krongard, number 3 at the CIA, has said, we don't want to capture him. Leave him alone. He's a wonderful person, that Buzzy Krongard. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now 8 minutes, 11 seconds into this first hour, second segment. Your calls are coming up the next hour and 20 minutes. And we've got a guest coming on, third hour. Talk to folks from Ron Paul's office. We're on the verge of the supranational ID card passing. And again, if you get confused, they passed the basic national ID card with a bunch of draconian, nightmare, un-American, Soviet Stasi-style provisions December of last year. Now, the supermassive, just, it can't get any worse, frankly, sucker is about to pass. Of course, I shouldn't say that because it can actually get worse, and they're already talking about doing the things that make it even worse, and grocery stores and the malls and the companies are all racing to implement it, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. First off, we're hearing that anthrax may have been detected. Anthrax may have been detected at a mailroom in D.C. This is out of the Associated Press. Sensors at two military mail facilities in the Washington, D.C. area detected signs of anthrax on two pieces of mail Monday. But Pentagon officials said the mail had already been irradiated, rendering any anthrax inert. Officials weren't sure if it was an attack. Additional tests and other sensors at two facilities, one of them at the Pentagon and the other nearby, found no presence of the bacteria, which can be used as a biological weapon. There were no initial reports of illnesses. The Pentagon's mail delivery site, which is separate from the main Pentagon building, was evacuated and shut down yesterday after sensors triggered an alarm sounding at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spokesman Glenn Flood said it was expected to remain closed until later today while the investigation continued. Hours later, sensors in a second Defense Department mailroom were triggered. Firefighters in the nearby Bailey's Crossroads section of Fairfax County, Virginia, reported that a military mailroom had been shut down after a hazardous material alert. No one was allowed to leave the high-rise complex that houses the facility until mid-evening last night. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Commander Jane Campbell said the mail at both facilities were irradiated before arriving in either one. The radiation treatment would kill any anthrax bacteria, but sensors would still be able to detect it. She had no information about the origin of the two pieces of mail. About 175 people at the Pentagon's mail facility, and another 100 may have been in contact with deliveries from the Pentagon, officials said. Medical personnel took cultures from anyone who may have had contact with those deliveries, and those people were also offered a three-day course of antibiotics and told to watch for the signs of anthrax exposure, fever, sweats, and chills. Why not go ahead and put them all on Cipro immediately? That's what you're supposed to do. Or one of the other antibiotics that even work better, but Cipro is owned by a globalist company with inside White House ties, so it'll still do some good for you. All right, let me just stop right there. This is a good time to bring back maybe a 120-second recap of what went on with anthrax. Shortly after 9/11, about a month after we learned that right on the day or the day before 9/11, postmarked letters were sent to American media in Florida, right to the individual who'd done the front page story with the photos of the drunk Bush daughters grabbing on people, falling down on each other. And then, of course, Tom Daschle and other senators that the globalists didn't like. This all happened, and then suddenly we heard that it was this Hatfield character, and they claimed he'd brewed it up in a bucket somewhere. Of course, then they claimed it was just old-fashioned, no big deal anthrax, until the Pentagon's own reports came out and got released, and they admit it's the most weaponized anthrax known to man, a multi-million-dollar process of miniaturizing the spores, and then a process that takes $100 million of equipment and a large factory area, a patented U.S. Pentagon process only developed in the last 15 years, of coating each spore with tiny little sails or bentonite. That way the tiny spores are easily aerosolized and picked up by air, even in an environment with almost no air, just breathing on it will stir it up. And it's meant so if you use it in warfare, it doesn't just fall to the ground and bind with the soil. And then we found the 1999 publicly funded congressional study for Fort Detrick, Maryland, $1.2 million to test mailing anthrax through the mail. And then lo and behold, where have the anthrax, we later found out, come from? Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's admitted. And they tried to burn somebody who hadn't even been there. And then, of course, we even know the name of the individual who was actually working on the program and who clearly was involved, but he was left alone. And I said on the day of 9/11, I said on air, it's still posted that first day. I have the headline, no matter who was behind it, they're certainly using it for their own gain. And then I put under it that I believed it was the globalist and put Northwoods and other documents, and I said 50% chance we're going to see a biological attack in the next month. How did I know that? Because I've been reading the different war games and fear-mongering the Pentagon, and that is select criminal groups and others had been doing in the year before 9/11, and these guys love to brag and giggle about what they'd done, and I picked up on some of their fear-mongering on TV. And, of course, the biggest piece of evidence of where the anthrax came from is the fact that the Associated Press reported, along with about 50 other major publications, that the White House cabinet, over two-thirds of the staff, the entire cabinet, had gone on Cipro on September 10th. On September 10th, because if the globalists were going to be mailing it out, it was going to be going through the mailroom in D.C., some of that mail would be making its way into the White House, and we can't have that, because, see, the mail would mix in with other mail, and spores would leak through the seals on the envelopes, and they knew. No one else knew. And later, when Ari Fleischer got asked about it in the press conference a few months later, and we have the transcript of that, we hear the president and other members of cabinet were on Cipro. And he said, yes, they were. That's true. They went on it September 10th. Again, that's the thing they do. They hide it in plain view. He didn't go, no, that's not true. He just went, That's right. Sure was. And then some people make excuses and go, well, thank God, a security alert. And so they're just taking care of themselves. Oh, yeah? For weeks after it even showed up in Boca Raton, Florida, and for days after it showed up in D.C. mailrooms, they didn't go put the workers on Cipro. They didn't put them on other antibiotics that would have done an even better job. No, they didn't do anything for them. And a couple of them died. That's where some of the deaths resulted. They just do not care. And some people got sick in the Capitol. And then, of the six office buildings around the Capitol, five of them were shut down. A bunch of the offices in the Capitol were shut down. Federal protective details, literally men in black uniforms and helmets and ski masks, showed up in the Capitol. When Daschle released the fact that it was weaponized anthrax, sort of hinting at where it may have come from, they showed up and threatened him with arrest. Remember that? Oh, you're leaking stuff you got in the Intelligence Committee. Shut your mouth! Shut your mouth! And then later they had to admit, okay, it was super weaponized U.S. brand. No. And they've still got their disinfo people saying it was Saddam. Saddam didn't have factories that would do that. No one does but the U.S. The Russians didn't coat theirs in bentonite. They would just launch about 75 to 150 different types of spores. That was what they did, not the U.S. They would launch about 10 different types of spores, miniaturized and coated in bentonite. I mean, they take each spore and basically put little wings on it. All right, so that's the facts on the... I said 120 seconds. That's more like five, six, 7 minutes. I just have to talk about this. This is so important. And this may be a false alarm. I don't know. Before 9/11, but, I mean, just the people been to go on antibiotics, period. Two different facilities, alarms going off. Maybe they did this to fearmonger. We know the Pentagon likes to do that. I don't know what's going on, but it should be taken seriously. But for years before 9/11, remember, every week or so you'd hear in Nebraska or Ohio or California or Texas, a courthouse, federal courthouse or federal mailrooms would be shut down. Oh, we think an anthrax. You know, a letter would come saying anthrax. And then it came out in the news a few times that, oh, it was a drill. We were testing to see. But it would come out like a month later, just a quiet footnote. And most people never heard it. Oh, it was a test to see how we'd respond. It was part of a dark winter drill or part of a pop-off one or two or pop-off E70Q. You know, just all these different operations. Fake nuclear spills in Austin. Shut the city down. Quietly announced later it was a drill. People still to this day I've talked to think it was real. Remember the nuclear spill? I had to call the troops out? No, it was a drill. No, it's real. No, they admitted it was a drill, but very quietly. We've had fake bio attacks in Austin, downtown, shut down, turns out it's a drill. Drill. But oh, it wasn't a drill on 9/11, when they sent out that anthrax from Fort Detrick. Oh, no, it wasn't a drill, and those people died, everybody who was enemies with a particular sect of globalists. All right, I know we got Jack and Carlos and Jason and many others already holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to get to this. Federal agents ban anti-Bush signs in downtown storefronts. This out of the Memphis Flyer. They don't just go to people that are selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes or pot dealers or topless bars or zoning disputes now or people that complain too much and arrest you. No, they just, when Bush is going to be driving through a town, they call and say, no signs allowed in your windows. Do you understand? Do you understand us? And I remember when Bush went to a couple different African cities, they actually bulldozed shanty towns on the way from the airport and arrested tens of thousands and put them in a sports stadium in one particular case, just so there wouldn't be any protesting or any... Well, remember the Queen of England and BBC? She didn't want to actually, in Nigeria, want to be seen with the children, so they had her on the set of a soap opera. I'll tell you about it when we get back.
I mean, it's just, I'm not kidding. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to get into specifics coming up in the next segment of... Oh, the president's going to be driving through your town. You're allowed to have pro-Bush signs in your windows, but no anti-Bush. You understand? That's the new freedom, folks. Well, I wasn't thinking about doing it, but now I'm going to do it, buddy. This is America. Oh, no, it's not. Just wait and see. Jack in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, there's one aspect of this proper mechanics that you hadn't talked about too much.
Okay. You're talking about the popular mechanics hit piece written by the family member of the Homeland Security Director.
Right. Well, these same people is the same people has been doing this for years in the Papa Mechanics.
You know, I mean, I read it some when I was a child. I think my dad subscribed to it, but I hadn't read it in many, many years. And I was looking at back issues, sort of paying attention, and yeah.
Yeah.
DU is nutritious for the troops.
Yeah.
World government's good. Yeah, all this stuff.
Well, they did when that World Towers was being built, they did a complete lead-out sheet on that. I got the magazine when it was being built, how good it was and what kind of technology went into the building and all the brick that went in there. And the
I know. I've gotten emails about how there was a Popular Mechanics when they built it, talking about how it could withstand big jet aircraft and all this.
I got the magazine if you like it.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. Mail it to me. I don't want to take your old issue, but that would be nice.
Yeah, I got the whole thing. But if you go back to something in the 50s and read some of the old magazines, you can pick out what you're saying nowadays. What you're talking about nowadays, you can pick that stuff out in the old magazines back in the 50s.
I've got a 1937 actual New York Times. I mean, I've got the New York Times, and it shows the 10 regions. They didn't call it FEMA. And it said, oh, we'll have 10 regions. We're going to be part of a global government.
Yeah.
We're going to have these big highways up from Mexico. It's going to be the American Union.
Yeah.
Everything that's now happening.
Yeah, they was using that magazine back then to propaganda stuff. That's all I want to say.
Well, Jack, good to hear from you, and I would love that magazine. That would be a nice gift for the broadcast. Thank you. Listeners send me just incredible stuff. I was just sent another almanac from Bohemian Grove, another one of these rare books, internal books, and I called and checked it out. It's one of their real publications, and boy, it's a doozy. I got to get that on the web, some of the screenshots, some of the scans of the pages. Carlos in California, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Hearing what you were saying on Anthrax, you know, the government's going, got us going up and down with these fear-mongering. They're laughing at us. You know, we're nothing but sheep to these people. They're so callous, indifferent, diabolical. And like I said, we're nothing but sheep. That's why they kill millions of people in Africa, in Rwanda, in all these other places. Right now, they killed 300,000-400,000, and they're so indifferent about it. But, you know, getting back to anthrax, I heard a speech by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who wrote Death in the Air, and he mentioned that there were only a couple of places that could produce the specific configuration of anthrax that was used.
And those were both U.S. plants and U.S. design.
Exactly. And he tried to tell the FBI, and they wouldn't even pay attention to him.
Oh, no. Worse than that, we've had, they came to his house and said, what are you up to?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he didn't mention that part, but this is a very well-known doctor, very reputable, and he knows his material. They wouldn't pay attention to him.
Dr. Horowitz pioneered exposing it, but it later all came out.
Okay. But another thing that I read is that Bioport, which apparently produces it, was owned, and now I don't know this for a fact, but it was mentioned on a couple of websites that the Bush family and the Bin Laden family.
No, that's true. Is that true? That's Reuters. And Admiral Crow ran it. It was part of a consortium owned in part through the Carlyle Group and by the company that also sold Cipro.
Right. And so, you know, back in the 80s, we shipped a great amount of this to Iraq, anthrax.
Well, they shipped,
and then they were trying to...
Yeah, even up till 1993, they did ship anthrax, but it was not this particular weaponized strain.
Well, but they were still trying to blame Iraq for it, you know, and people usually don't know they were even shipping some of this material, you know. We're trying to find a good excuse for going to war with Iraq at the time.
No, that's true, but anthrax only lasts about 6 to 8 months, and when you coat it in bentonite, it lasts even less. So there's no way stuff that, even though it wasn't the same strain that Saddam got in the early 90s and late 80s, was Saddam.
Right. Well, you know, we hear a lot about all these different viruses out there, West Nile virus and...
That was shipped to Saddam. Part of the same
right.
CDC shipment in 93.
Well, you know, in the Sudan, they have a lab that is owned by, I think, Lytton Bionetics, that is owned by the Rockefellers.
Stay there. We'll let you talk more.
We're on the march. The the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Rockefeller Brothers Foundation,
working for the state,
the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Ted Turner's UN Foundation, he's given over $1 billion to. All of these groups, all of these elitists, the World Wildlife Foundation set up by Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's hubby, father of Prince Charles, his little brood, they all write books and have statements about how we got to control population, and then they fund these population control systems and studies through the UN. But then out of the other side of their mouth, they talk about how much they love the children of Latin America and Africa, particularly in Asia. Then they have these vaccine programs, and then the UN gets caught adding hormones to tetanus shots that sterilize the women permanently. And this is mainstream news in Europe, mainstream news in Africa, mainstream news in India. Big Indian laboratories do tests on the vaccines that are given by the UN. They go, what? This will sterilize everybody. Of course, 20 years ago, they'd pay them billions of dollars, and they'd just go around picking up all the poor women and cutting their tubes. By the millions. By the millions in Latin America. In Peru, the forced sterilization still goes on, or they do it like, well, you don't, you know, we forced the Indians, the Native the natives all off their land. We force them off, what they say, and just, you know, it's for your own good. We're going to force you into the city. And now we're going to offer you money to survive, a very small amount of money, but you've got to be sterilized. That's one of the nicer, more humane ways they do it. 20 years ago, all over the planet, was just grab them and do it until people started resisting and having gun battles with the police. It goes on and on. And so, yes, there is systematic biological warfare. And we now have a Nobel laureate. Well, there's actually two, but a new one, somebody that won in 2004, a female scientist. She did studies and tests and said, yeah, they're putting HIV into the vaccines. They had a big article in the BBC about a study where they found that young people, you know, children who never had sex, whose parents didn't have HIV, they did medical exams, had HIV, and they didn't know how. All they'd had was the shot. And so then some doctors got some of the injectors that the UN had left, you know, thrown in the trash, took them, and found that they had live HIV in them, and then the UN and BBC said, well, that's because they were using the same needles on a bunch of people. That's what. Well, regardless, if that's it, then that's just as bad, but that's not it, folks. Then people will argue, well, HIV doesn't cause AIDS. And it's true that most of the white people that are able to get it have been snorting masses of methamphetamine cooked up in a bathtub full of heavy metals and Grignard reagents. And those heavy metals do, after long-term exposure, by long-term, a year of heavy use, kill your T lymphocytes. Major studies on this. Those are the programming white blood cells that go around and tell the other white blood cells in the area what to do. They're like generals. So basically, HIV kills the leadership, kills the programming cells, the T lymphocytes. So really, from the studies I've seen and the doctors we've talked to, the scientists, it really does cause AIDS. But I said white people. It is a race-specific bioweapon. And we have the Navy documents. We have the documents when it was engineered and paid for in the late 1970s. I mean, that's public. You know, they don't call it HIV. They call it a human, you know, autoimmune virus. That's how it's described. And a study is a bioweapon. And that's why in studies of blacks, Hispanics, particularly blacks, Asians, who come in contact with it, they're hundreds of times more likely. So you take a black population that isn't even that is as, or in some cases not as sexually active, say, as a white college campus, you know, predominantly white college campus that's even more sexually promiscuous, and the blacks are going to be much higher. I mean, you cannot ignore these statistics, and it's just rampant. Some countries in Africa, 45%. Of the population has the HIV virus. Now, something's happened. If the folks in Africa are getting a lot of good nutrition, a lot of good food, they don't die from it. Well, now they've got the UN program to bring in the drugs, which they admit are basically pesticides. That's what the drugs are, that suppress the immune system. Why would you want to suppress the immune system when the HIV virus destroys the ability of the immune system to operate? Doesn't get rid of the white blood cells, the general ones, just the standard ones. It gets rid of the commander cells. And it's bad for Asians. It's bad for people of Aboriginal Asian descent. That's what, you know, most Latin Americans I talk to don't know they're Asian. Did you know that? They don't know that if you take a pure Indian from, Eskimo, that's the improper term, Inuit, or you take somebody who has, pure native derivation, say, from the Brazilian rainforest, it's almost identical. I mean, it's like the same family group, same people. Came across the Bering Strait when it was a merger there with Russia by Alaska. So this is what's really going on. And I don't want to get into too long of a scientific discussion about this. I want to go back to your calls, but Carlos brought this up. And if you're doubting the government will do this, 2 years ago, Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia, I mean, they are premier. You know, they tell you about the B-2 bomber 5 years before they rolled it out on the tarmac in 1987 at the Lockheed Skunk Works. You know, they tell you about X-ray lasers before it's on the History Channel, you know, a decade before. Well, they put out a worldwide alert, and James doesn't do that very often. They put out an alert on Pakistan having nukes before it went public, but or on South Africa having them before apartheid fell. They put out an alert saying race-specific bioweapons have been developed. We don't have all the specifics, but we know they're out there, and we know that the U.S. and England have developed them. And the Chinese and the Ruskies are working on it, too, as were the South Africans. And this is important. Now, listen to me carefully. In the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses document, 25-page document, it's in my new film, Martial Law, we'll show you the document, and the blow-ups of the particular passages. Dick Cheney it wrote this with Jeb Bush. There's 25 members of PNAC, very elite group, inner group. But Jeb and Cheney wrote this, Richard Cheney and Jebber Bush. And it says, we need to legitimize, this is a quote, we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons and need to further their development. So legitimize in the media their use. Oh, yeah, using something that will kill a certain race of people is good. They're openly talking about it in that same document. It's a bone-chilling, bone-shattering piece of material. They talk about, you know, we need Pearl Harbor events to get the people behind a war for global domination. Saddam isn't a threat, but he's got an oil supply, but we'll use Iraq as a launch base to invade Syria and Iran. We don't have to go to Richard Clark coming out and saying, oh, yeah, they plan to invade day one. We don't have to go to O'Neill, who they then claim, you know, has got sour grapes. I mean, it's Dick Cheney. But I digress. I want to hurry to these calls and cover the news. We got a bunch of people here. Carlos, finish up what you were going to say.
No, I was just to amplify what you were saying. I believe there's living bionetics at a plant, I think, in Sudan or Uganda. I forget which exactly. But they were testing and producing the West Nile virus. And, you know, incidentally, the virus broke out amongst the population. I mean, how convenient. They're testing it there, then it breaks out among the population. And then here, the Columbia, I think the Rockefeller University also was testing the West Nile virus, and it breaks out in the United States. I mean,
and now
you can put these things together. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Good points. Well, I mean, these people openly talk about how they want to get rid of us, and then they own the companies that make the stuff that does it. I mean, it's not, you know, 2 + 2, folks. What does it equal? 2. I'm talking to those that are listening for the first time that, you know, are in total denial. What does 2 and 2 equal? Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. I agree with that. I agree with what Eric Blair said, with what, you know, Mr. George Orwell. It's true. Freedom is the ability, not just the freedom, not just the capability, but the ability for you. I'm not being condescending. To go 2 + 2 = 4. Because a lot of people can't do that today. And by the way, I'm not saying you're stupid. Double think and double speak is something that the outer party does. You know, the minions of the elite, the people that control the mechanisms of power. You don't want to face the horror of what's going on, so you make little excuses and you deny what's happening around you. I know people who listen to this broadcast who are friends of mine. They still drink Diet Coke, which has what alcohol in it? I mean, aspartame, their own, I don't want to get off into it, though. It's really bad. Sodium fluoride, thousands of university studies of how deadly it is. I've had Nobel laureates on. People that promoted fluoridation have now turned against it. It's deadly. You go, wait a minute, fluoride's naturally occurring. Calcium fluoride, not the different other types of fluoride. It's just, what am I supposed to do here? I mean, how am I supposed to explain this any more simply? I mean, they knew Prozac tripled your chance to commit suicide back in 83 when they authorized it. They know that Ritalin causes brain shrinkage and heart palpitations and retards growth and causes, you know, quadruples your chances of using amphetamines later in life. And I mean, speed kills. It's the same thing. I don't know how we're supposed to explain this to people. You know what? I'm going to go to Jason and Casey and Tyler and others here in just a few minutes. But before this hour ends, I got to get to this. I want to talk about this with you. This is out of the mainstream newspaper, the Memphis Flyer. Memphis, brainstorming exclusive. Did a federal agent ban anti-Bush signs in downtown storefronts? Little editorial written by Chris Davis. And we've got the storefront owner coming on. The man who called was very polite and nice, says John Gasquet, owner of Empire Coffee at 2 North Main in downtown Memphis. He said he was a special agent, something or other. He said that due to the fact that in some states the president had been to, there were issues of security regarding area businesses. He was calling businesses to tell them not to put up any negative signs in their windows that were negative towards President Bush. He said that there were designated areas of protest, and this would cut down on the possibility of problems. And before you make mental excuses for this, they'll allow, you know, in Virginia or Texas or wherever, there have been all these cases. We've had every single one of them all, and this happens. They'll have 200, 1,000, 500, depending on what case, pro-Bush people in spontaneous demonstrations, you know, the local talk station, there as he drives into whatever amphitheater he's going to be speaking at or whatever factory. And they're all A-OK standing on the sidewalk. One person, or in some cases five people, will have anti-Bush signs. Secret Service walks over and says, you've got to leave the area. No protesting allowed. There's a baseball field a mile away you can go to. Go with these officers. And if they say, no, I have a right, they are instantly arrested. And then some of them are serving 2 years, a year in prison, 6 months in prison. I mean, they're, and then the judges are giving them prison time. All right? Now, I experienced this in New York. It didn't matter where I was. I could be in lower Manhattan, I mean, on the ocean, on the river. I could be in a park interviewing somebody with a statue behind me. I could be, didn't matter, Wall Street. I could be outside the convention. I could be in the convention with press passes. You'll see the interviews very calmly talking to people in the film. And the cops just come over and go, let me see those passes. Now, these were congressional passes that could get me to the podium where George Bush was speaking. If I wanted to, I could have gone right down to the floor and walked right down, you know, to the podium, you know, to right below it, within 10 feet, 20 feet. But it didn't matter. I saw them arresting reporters. I mean, AP reporters, American Spectator reporters, people in suits, tourists. They would just randomly, they'd have an authorized protest. They would just randomly arrest people. And I would, you know, just talk to them and be nice sometimes. Other times I had to get in their face and go, man, this is America, First Amendment. I'm going to sue you personally when they start getting the handcuffs out. And I looked at them. I said, guaranteed. You can beat the rent, but you can't beat the ride. And by that, you want to be in court with me? You want? Okay, come on, take me to jail. Let's do it. I'm going to sue you. So, I mean, I made it out of there because of, I don't know, what do they call it, bravado? Or what's a better word? Chutzpah? No, that's not the right word. What's the one I'm looking for? Macho, I guess. I don't know. But the point is they were going crazy. They were hateful. They were in our face, screaming at us. And I just finally got sick of it. You'll watch the film, I'm nice the first few times, and finally I'm just like, hey, leave me alone. Hey, buddy. But this article continues. Imagine calling them and go, you can have your pro-Bush sign, just no anti-Bush signs. They were specific. Gasquet didn't have any negative signs in his window, and he hadn't been planning on posting any signs at all. As a businessman about to pass his business off to new owners, it didn't seem logical to post material that might antagonize half his clientele. I thought, sure, okay, fine. But then it started to irritate me. I'm a veteran. I've served my country, he told the newspaper. I was happy to do it, and I would do it again. And it bugged me that someone from the federal government would try to tell me not to do this, because he went ahead and Gasket understood it. His job as a soldier had been to defend the Constitution, not a pet policy of this or any other administration. But his estimation, the First Amendment was under an attack. He warned and wanted to make and post a sign that showed respect for the office of president, but still got the message across. The sign Gasquet posted notified customers that the Empire had been contacted by a federal agent and told not to display an anti-Bush signage. In smaller letters it said, "We would like to remind the agent of our First Amendment rights." God bless you! That's the kind of signs we need, not mindless left-right signs that do nothing but balkanize. No action was taken against Empire Coffee for displaying the sign, and the authenticity of the caller is still in question. It goes on and on. Customers who saw Gasquet's signs started telling him that other businesses in the area had been contacted and given similar instructions. Well, I've got mainstream news articles. This reporter could have typed it in and found it in a dozen other cities. It's admitted. These reporters do not know how to use Google. I'm going to have to get this guy on in schooling. But the other businesses said they were called too. All right, we'll be right back with this. But this is your new freedom, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Service agents and others can arrest protesters for peacefully standing there, so they can call you up and say, take that sign down. Bush in Indiana, they ordered everybody to take, this is a real story, happened what, 2 years ago now, take all their ties off. And some people refused, and so they threatened to arrest them because they wanted the image of common folks. Remember the right around the same time in St. Louis, they had all the signs that that said Made in America on the boxes, and it turned out that had been spray painted on and stenciled, and the Made in China had all been covered up, which is, by the way, is a federal crime to do that in a warehouse, but it's just, it's staged is the point. Oh, I told you I'd finish up about the Queen of England 30 minutes ago. I never did. Yeah, she went to Nigeria. This is about 3 years ago, BBC. We spent a lot of time on this. She went to Nigeria and was, quote, out helping the young children in a village. But they did it on a set, an outdoor set for a local soap opera that's real popular in Nigeria. Nigeria has 290 million people. It's as big as America. I mean, as many people, not geographically as big. So, but, again, I mean, that's how staged it is, people. They think nothing of you. I'm going to go to your calls. I just want to remind folks that my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, is out. It is my best work, bar none. I mean, it is amazing. Covers the police state. Covers 9/11 like no other film out there. And gets into the elite and Skull and Bones and Arnold and the Bush Nazi connection and the Arnold Nazi connection. It just covers it all. You need to get this two-hour, 35-minute film, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 12 films I've made. They drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount, three tape special. So order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, a hard copy, at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can instantly watch the new film and all my other films and my TV reports. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about a minute or two to sign up. Get your own private passcode that you create. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get the film, 1-888-253-3139. We are now shipping for days. It's going out. 888-253-3139. Call right now. 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, Jason and Casey, Tyler, and others. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a quick comment. I want to make two quick points, but I wanted to ask you, and this is would go along the lines of things hidden in plain view, as you would say. Have you seen this month's issue of Reader's Digest?
No, I haven't.
It's a story about the JFK technology, of how a new technology to come out to listen to the old dictabelt recordings from the motorcade microphone that was left open. But an interesting picture on the page it begins is a picture of the assassination, and Kennedy slumped over Jacqueline Kennedy there. But the photograph was taken opposite side of the grassy knoll with both their backs to the camera. And to my understanding, that nobody had got the assassination on film, whether it be still camera or movie film, other than Zapruder. Am I right about that?
No. Well, not the actual assassination. You're right. There were a bunch of other cameras that got it right before, according to my knowledge. I may be wrong.
But this, according to this picture in Reader's Digest, it was taken during the assassination. So I called Reader's Digest to find out, and I got the runaround, but I was able to speak to one person who, his words were, "Oh boy, I think somebody screwed up."
I bet they did.
Yeah, so I want to make another quick point if I wanted to.
Sure.
I'll hold over.
Well, go ahead and start making it.
Eyewitness testimonies about 9/11, about the first plane hitting.
Yes.
Found an old Fox broadcast from that day. Bunch of eyewitnesses corroborating that.
Tell us about it when we get back. Second hour, 70 seconds away.
Introducing.